the latest news, sports, weather, and more. This is the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.
8:35 this morning, heading into this hour's guest interview segment as we get ready for the Lincoln County Fair, Best of the Best. The theme this year begins this Saturday, and overseeing the livestock, the horse shows, and also the PRCA rodeos on the fair board is Doc Wilford joining me in studio this morning. Doc, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Good to be here.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to hop on the air with me this morning. Ready or not, Saturday, right? Here you go.
Starts off. Yeah. Yes, it does.
Fair Board has been planning for this since, what, 2023 for the 2024 fair? So give us a kind of a rundown of what your role is on the Fair Board and what you do to help get things ready to roll.
Well, when you mentioned livestock, horse show, PRCA rodeo, I share those duties with Joe Mackey. And so both of us together work on that. And so we are in charge of trying to make sure everything runs smoothly and that the everything is ready to go.
It's a big task, right? Just starting with the horse shows, there's so many different groups, categories, ages, so many different types of shows. Maybe just give us a rundown of what happens behind the scenes to make that run smoothly, as you said.
Well, and I've got to hand it to all the people that do that type of work, because you have your show superintendents, you have your gate people, you have the judges, you have all the people that are helping the judges and getting the kids ready and the entrance ready to come into the arena. Those are the ones that really make things work, and so we're excited for that. Those 4-H kids, they're out there every week practicing. I ride myself down at the arena, and on Wednesdays they're there practicing for their events all summer long. And so, yeah, come out and take a look at them. They deserve it.
It's rightfully so. A lot of the livestock gets a lot of attention with what the kids do all summer. But those horse shows you mentioned, they work on that all through the summer, and it really goes to show that the fair is for the kids, right?
You bet.
I mean, that's what it really means.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the livestock. Of course, you have the sale on Saturday. You get to see firsthand how much work goes into these projects for these kids. Maybe touch on that a little and what actually has to go into it to get them ready for the fair.
Whether they're going to show goats, swine, chickens, sheep, steers, they have to have these animals, and they're prepping them long, long before you see them at the fair. Some of these kids are going to have these animals by November, December of the previous year, and so they're feeding, they're training them, they're working with them so that they can show them to the best of their ability. Nutrition, the feeds that they put into them, there's a tremendous amount of labor and money that go into each one of these projects. And these young people, they work very, very hard at it, and they're very, very serious about it.
Yeah, there's sometimes youth get a bad rap for not being hard workers. This is not that group, right?
This is not that group, I guarantee it.
Absolutely. So the livestock sale on Saturday, tell us how that works if anyone wants to be a part of it, whether they want to just be a donor or a buyer itself.
Yes. You can come out and bid on an animal. The important thing is that we get as many buyers as we can so that we can give these young people a reward for their hard work and their hard efforts. If you can't buy an animal, we have what's called add-ons. And you can add on to any of these young people a dollar, $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, whatever you would like, you can add on to their projects. And it helps them, one, prepare for their next project, and two, most of them are putting this money away for education, for missions, for their future. These are the future of our, these young people are the future of our country, and they're the future of our valley.
I did 4-H sheep as a youth growing up, and I was there when the add-ons started, and it made all the difference. It made it from going into, okay, this is something we can do for a project, to this is something we can really do to make some money. It really took it to the next level. So those are a big deal.
Absolutely.
So you can check out the livestock sale. Buyer's breakfast at 8, right? And that's where people can go and register and everything?
That is correct. And generally the commissioners help us put that on. And we're grateful for the commissioner's support and their help to the Lincoln County Fair Board and the fair.
Doc Wilford in studio with the Lincoln County Fair Board. Anything else on livestock or the 4-H horse shows that you'd like to mention before we move on?
I would just, if you haven't ever come out to watch them, sometimes those stands are pretty empty during the day. If you haven't come out to watch them, do so. I think you'll be impressed with the amount of effort and work that these young people put into showing their animals and into exhibiting their horses. I really believe it's worth your effort.
Absolutely. Of course, the fair wraps up traditionally with two nights of PRCA rodeo. Great tradition. The fans are always packed. What can people expect at this year's rodeos?
Oh, we're really excited about the PRCA rodeo. It has grown tremendously over the last few years under the leadership of Robert Linford, and we hope to continue that. This PRCA rodeo, already we are filled up. I received a preliminary list of the entrants, and we are not becoming just sort of a sidestep for cowboys going to other rodeos. This is becoming a destination. We're getting some big time cowboys. Our events have filled up. Summit Pro Rodeo does a great job with the stock that they bring in, and we're really excited. We hope to fill the stands again this year.
Excellent. I don't know. I'm not going to make you mention any names off the top of your head, but we love the locals, whether it's from North or South Lincoln County.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a few locals competing this year again?
I believe we're going to have one or two, yes.
Excellent. So we'll watch for those names as they compete. PRCA Rodeos, Friday and Saturday. Is there a pink night this year, one of those nights? Are you aware?
I am not aware of that
okay. This
year.
Sometimes there is, sometimes there's
sometimes.
Not. So, that's happening Friday, Saturday. You can get tickets for those events and all the other nighttime entertainment events at LincolnCountyFair.info. Doc, appreciate what you and the Fair Board does to get things ready to roll. Anything we missed?
Boy, I can't think of anything. Just come out and support us. There is so much going on at that fair all the time, and you won't be disappointed.
Absolutely.
I believe it's probably the best fair in Wyoming, bar none.
I'll agree with that. That's Doc Wilford and LincolnCountyFair.info. For all the details regarding this year's 2024 Lincoln County Fair begins this Saturday with the Kickin' Classics car show, the fair parade, the truck and tractor pulls, and then gets rolling in earnest on Monday next week. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.